Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we have an exploding problem. We actually have several, many, you could say, but one of the problems appears to be road rage incidents. Why has road rage become such a gigantic factor here in the United States? And speaking of rage, there is a great deal of enthusiasm, not necessarily rage or negativity, but enthusiasm, in fact, about the comeback of Sarah Palin. She is many years. It was 2008 when she was nominated for Vice President of the United States. She has gone through complicated career since then. She has not run for elective office. She is now running for the United States Congress. She has literally 50 opponents. There are 51 candidates for this congressional seat in Alaska. Is she favored to win? Well, we will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. First off, there is a little bit of an update on some of the ongoing prosecution of and sentencing of people who participated on January 6th. And this is one of those cases that has not received a great deal of attention, but it seems to me fascinating. A New Hampshire man who swilled wine and stole a book while storming the U.S. Capitol on January 6th was sentenced to 90 days in jail yesterday. His name is Jason Riddle. He's of Keene, New Hampshire. He pleaded guilty in November to theft of government property and was sentenced in federal court in Washington, D.C. and fined $700. Okay, $700 and 90 days in jail. I'm not saying that's a vacation, but that seems a fairly moderate sentencing. The supporter of former President Donald Trump, who said he has absolutely no regrets about joining the mob and supporting his president when he entered the Capitol, said he found a liquor cabinet inside a lawmaker's office, no word as to which lawmaker, and then helped himself to some wine. Riddle also said he took a book that he found in that office, titled Senate Procedure, which he then sold for $40. I don't know if he was allowed to keep the $40 or to apply it to a $700 fine. In any event, it makes his particular case makes the whole process of assessing the damage and the malfactors, the people who behaved very, very dubiously, makes it seem trivial on January 6th. And obviously, in his case, you could say that's somewhat trivial. The other cases where you involve injuries to police officers, with 140 of them injured, and you involve people from the Three Percenters or from the Boogaloo Boys or various extreme organizations that were organized and actually brought very serious weapons, that is a much more complicated kind of prosecution. And the sentencing has been, as you know, for some of the cases up to 4 years in prison, which is not like the 90 days here. Concerning criminal ongoing behavior, the American ambassador to the United Nations, a very faithful Security Council meeting today about the Russian atrocities in Bucha, our ambassador, Linda Thomas Greenfield, said these reports of Russian forces making thousands of Ukrainians relocate also involves something called filtration camps. What is that? Here is Ambassador Thomas Greenfield. Listen.
And even before seeing the images from Bucha, President Zelensky, along with others in the region, were reporting that children were being abducted. And we heard him say that today. Also abducted are mayors and doctors, religious leaders, journalists, and all who dare defy Russia's aggression. Some of them, according to credible reports, including by the Mariupol City Council, have been taken to so-called filtration camps, where Russian forces are reportedly making tens of thousands of Ukrainian citizens relocate to Russia. Reports indicate that Russian federal security agents are confiscating passports and IDs, taking away cell phones, and separating families from one another. I do not need to spell out what these so-called filtration camps are reminiscent of. It's chilling, and we cannot look away.
Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield. The debate continues, but one of the questionable items now is that with all of the Russian attempts to vary their strategy and to concentrate on Donetsk and Lugansk, those two little strips of land, they're both close to one another. In other words, if they concentrate on the Donbass, where they have been fighting since 2014, they have been fighting an ongoing civil war and trying to establish separatist regions that would separate from Ukraine and join Russia. If they insist upon that, if they succeed in the Donbass, and it's much more likely that they would succeed there than in the rest of Ukraine. If that happens, would the Ukrainians continue the war rather than accepting some kind of face-saving half victory? And it's not certainly not even a half victory. If there were guarantees of Ukrainian independence and security, and guarantees that were backed up by formal guarantees from the United States and other allies of Ukraine, perhaps the rest of NATO, would they, should they, accept an end to this fighting and to this horror, allowing Russia to take part of their country where there already is a great deal of destruction and where there was some separatist sentiment from before the Russian invasion? Nobody knows. The news for today, the images of dead Ukrainians, some with their hands tied and others haphazardly buried in pits, spurred shocked Western leaders yesterday to promise even tougher sanctions against Russia, including possibly on energy, as the Kremlin dug in and showed signs of preparing a new assault. President Biden called on President Vladimir Putin to face a war crimes trial. Germany and France both expelled a total of 75 Russian diplomats, and President Emmanuel Macron of France and the European Union said the European Union should consider sanctions against Russian coal and oil. With all of the sanctions we have right now, of course, the coal and oil continue to feed Europe. And part of the long-term impact of this war and the sanctions may, in fact, be to limit that German, in particular, dependence upon Russian fuel. And that means the need to promote more fuel production in the United States and make it available as a substitute for our European allies, will also benefit the U.S. economy. You know who's been a big advocate for Drill Baby Drill for a long time is Sarah Palin. We'll be getting to the discussion about her new congressional campaign coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved show, a great opportunity for you to download our daily show, no ads and on demand anytime you want it, 24/7, plus streaming hundreds of history shows. That's if you're a Medhead Plus member. The total cost believe it or not, for all of those history programs, the total cost, 22 cents a day. It's, you pay a little, but you learn a lot. Sign up to be a MedHead Plus member at michaelmedved.com.
That was a shameless plug. Stay tuned for more shameless plugs right here on The Michael Medved Show.
Well, thank you, Greg. Yes, that was one that we needed to do. And there will certainly be more. In any event, Sarah Palin, she doesn't need a plug. She counts as the front runner in this complicated race where there are literally 50 other candidates. And this is not a race for the Republican nomination, because one of the things that people may not understand about the reformed voting system they have in Alaska, and there's a lot not to understand. I mean, Alaska's different from other states in the U.S. And having been in Alaska, having spoken in Alaska several times, I mean, not that far away from Seattle, where we live. But, okay, the Alaska system, the new system is this, is those 51 candidates, including the former governor, are all going to be on the ballot, and then there will be four winners of the first round of voting. Okay? The top four vote-getters among the 51 candidates then all go against one another, but when they go against one another, they're ranked. So that you as a voter, Republican or Democrat, independent, non-aligned, whoever you are, you get to vote for four people for one House seat. And then based upon the number of people, until they get 50%, it's unlikely with four candidates that anyone would get above 50%, anyone would get a majority. But they take the number of first place votes and then they see, based upon how the other candidates did, you get credit for a first place vote, for a second place vote, and then you somehow work it out at the end. Now, with that system in mind, a lot of people think that Sarah Palin should be a shoo-in because she's by far the best known candidate. And she still has some popularity in her home state. Here she is on Fox News talking about why she decided to run and what her critics have to say about her. This is clip 16.
I anticipate that when I walk down that hall to get my Diet Dr. Pepper, sure, the jackals are going to be there doing their jackaling. And I just think, I've got nothing to lose. What more can they do? What more can they say? But heaven forbid I even throw that out there, because we'll see what's to come. But no, I'm very, very confident in knowing who and what I'm dealing with. And their criticism, the press's criticism, you know, if you don't live by man's praise, you're not going to die by man's criticism. So I've got nothing to lose, and I'm in it for the right reasons, and it's all about using a public servant's heart, being willing to serve the people. It's pretty simple.
Okay, and her appeal is simple, and I think it's easy to understand. Of course, just listening to her there, it's reminiscent of that featured in the New York Times is the last time Sarah Palin and Donald Trump shared a stage. The former Alaska governor gave a meandering endorsement speech that displayed her inventiveness with the English language and her instinctive connection to the Republican base. And, of course, if for those who have forgotten, she was very early on. She was one of the first prominent Republicans to actually endorse Trump for the presidency back in 2016. And she was fairly lonely at the outset. This is before Chris Christie, after he pulled out of the race himself, had endorsed Donald Trump. But here's what she said. She spoke of right-wingin', bitter clingin', proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religion.
Right-wingin', bitter clingin', proud clingers of our guns, our God, and our religion.
Okay, there it is. And our Constitution. And she railed against skirmishes abroad. It was 20 minutes of vintage Palinisms. Quote, he's going rogue left and right. no more pussyfooting around. Doggone right we're angry. Us Joe Six Packs, BuzzFeed published the transcript in full, calling it bizarre. Do we have a little bit more of that original speech, Greg? That was great.
Can I get a hallelujah? Thank you so much. It's so great to be in Iowa. We're here in Iowa. You're just thawing out. Heads are spinning. Media heads are spinning.
Okay. Obviously, this race, because of Sarah Palin, I think is going to get a great deal. Oh, she's also one of the registered candidates against her as Santa Claus. No, really. I mean, doesn't he live in Alaska or the North Pole? Close enough. There is a candidate identified on the ballot as Santa Claus, and he might make the final four. Wouldn't that be interesting?
I newspapers and magazines did you regularly read?
Well, I mean,
specifically, I'm curious that you...
all of them.
Yeah. This is some of Palin's greatest hits. And again, the press is going to love this, and this probably will ensure a good turnout. I think she is likely to win. One of the things about Sarah Palin that a lot of people don't understand is I saw her speak in CPAC, I think it was 2010. It was in the Obama era, and she had already lost the vice presidency. And she had been considered somewhat yesterday's news, and there had been a lot of negative stuff about her campaign and for vice president. But I remember how she debated Joe Biden. Well, are they going to bring back Tina Fey to come back to SNL?
And I can see Russia from my house.
Again, there are all kinds of possibilities here. The New York Times says Trump has now returned the favor, offering Palin his complete and total endorsement in her race to succeed Representative Don Young. Don Young was from a Pleistocene era, from when the earth cooled, basically. He was running for his 27th term in the House of Representatives. And through the great majority of Alaska's time as a state in the United States, Don Young has been their representative in the House. They only have one. And I think it's entirely possible, and in fact likely, that Sarah Palin wins this thing. They say in the New York Times that, well, according to the polling, she lost a lot of her support and her instinctive support with people. What people don't get is watching her in person give speeches, and I have on several occasions, including that CPAC I mentioned in 2010. She's electrifying. She has genuine and undeniable charisma. It's unusual, but it's there. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former press secretary to the Ukrainian president is detailing alleged Russian war crimes.
The Ukrainian government has recorded 1,200 of war crimes committed in the Kyiv region only.
Yulia Mendel stating over 400 bodies have been recovered from the Kyiv suburb of Bukha for forensic analysis following the release of graphic footage. The investigation into Hunter Biden's finances reportedly might involve his father, President Joe Biden. The New York Post saying one witness was allegedly asked about a 2017 email that referenced money Hunter Biden was setting aside from a Chinese energy company for the big guy. Former business associates of Hunter Biden have previously said that Joe Biden was the big guy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, part of the reason I believe that Sarah Palin is the odds-on favorite to win that congressional seat in Alaska is because, again, she's going to get wall-to-wall media coverage because she's such a fascinating figure and she's such a sympathetic figure, frankly. Basically, you may remember, and I was there at the convention where she gave her speech, which really launched her candidacy in a big way. The only time that John McCain was running ahead of Barack Obama was right after he had picked Sarah Palin to be his vice presidential nominee. And you may remember she had a special needs child, and there were some really very nasty rumors about it actually being her daughter's child, and she was trying to protect her daughter because she had a child out of wedlock. And look, the Palin family has not ended up being, I think anyone would say, a model. It's not the family that everybody longs to have necessarily, but the idea that she basically comes across, and it's true if you know her off camera at all, she is a genuinely warm, sympathetic person. I think she loves her country. She's obviously sincerely religious, and for those people who believe that she shouldn't have been nominated for vice president, I think that would probably include most Republicans who were part of that campaign. Yeah, it was an unusual choice, and she gave a bad answer about not being able to mention a single newspaper that she read regularly, and there's all that. But with that in a Congress that already includes Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush and Madison Cawthorn and Marjorie Taylor Greene, would she stick out as somebody who was less worthy to be in Congress than those names that I just mentioned, Paul Gosar of Arizona, people on the left and on the right in both parties? No. And again, the idea of the enthusiasm and the connection she's able to spark with people as a sympathetic and original American character, I think she would surprise people by working hard and doing well in the House of Representatives. There's somebody else who is new to American politics and came into or relatively new to national politics. He's not new to American politics. We've been around in New York City for a long time. Mayor Eric Adams, who has done a lot of things that I think are extremely skillful and appropriate and necessary, particularly with the issue, overwhelming issue of crime in New York City, where he's been elected mayor. He actually had a special message to Floridians. Now, remember that lots and lots of Floridians are former New Yorkers. That's kind of what happens. One even would say that there is almost a requirement once you reach a certain age in New York City that you go ahead and buy a condo if you can and move to Florida. People do that. But now Eric Adams, His Honor the Mayor, wants to invite Floridians to move back to New York City. Why? He explains. Listen.
This political showmanship of attempting to demonize a particular group or community is unacceptable. And we are going to loudly show our support and say to those who are living in Florida, listen, we want you here in New York. You know, we want you right here in New York City. And it's more than just saying that. It's also standing up and aligning ourselves with the men and women of the LGBTQ plus community and stating that we are in unison with you and your right to have self-identification, your right to be, live the lifestyle and live the lives that you choose to live without any form of harassment.
Okay, what he's talking about is the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, which is actually the parental rights bill, as Governor DeSantis would care to identify it. Look, if the Democrats insist, like Mayor Adams, on emphasizing this bill, they're doing is making it a sure thing virtually that they do lose the House of Representatives. I believe they will. I believe they will deserve to. And not only lose the House of Representatives, but I think it will help to undermine their chances of holding the Senate and also undermine whatever campaign they wage. And I don't think it will be with either Joe Biden or Kamala Harris in 2024. I had mentioned at the beginning of the show, Brett Stevens, who does a colloquy back and forth at the New York Times with Gail Collins, basically volunteered. He believes that the Democratic nominee for president in 2024 will be Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. We're still waiting on the outcome of the jury about the trial of people who were accused of plapping her kidnapping. In the race for president on the Republican side, what Brett Stevens predicts is it will be Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, with Tim Scott, the senator from South Carolina, as the vice presidential candidate. If he were the presidential candidate, I think the Republicans would have an excellent chance of winning. Ron DeSantis is more complicated, seems to me. On the Democratic side, he says Gretchen Whitmer and Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, who ran briefly for president with all those other Democrats last time. Will that be the case? I think that's who knows and who can follow. Meanwhile, concerning Sarah Palin, Alaska's fierce independence streak could also hurt Palin's chances. This is the New York Times. More than 60% of the voters are not registered members of either major political party. And Trump is not especially popular in Alaska. According to the polling, most recent polling, 43% of Alaskans have a very negative opinion of the former president. Alaskans don't like people from outside telling them how to vote, said Dermot Cole, an author and political blogger in Anchorage. For that reason, he said Trump's endorsement is unlikely to carry much weight. Alaska political observers could not recall Sarah Palin participating in any local causes over the 13 years since she announced that she would be not be finishing her term as governor. A lot of people forget that if you're from outside Alaska, but yes, after she had run for vice president and lost and become a celebrity and become a national figure and had a great source of income from her various TV shows that she did and her books and more, she resigned as governor. And again, people inside the Republican establishment in Alaska, such as it is, didn't see that as so much to her advantage. I still believe she is a very likely winner. Coming up, there's a reminder that we got here in Seattle recently of what law enforcement means to us. And with a fallen Everett officer who has been mourned falling in the line of duty and making that ultimate sacrifice. We will get to that. There's also this question about road rage. Why would road rage be increasing to a new high last year? What is it that's going on in our country? We'll get to that and to much more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com. More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs and Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Medved show, there was a terrible, terrible incident in here in the Seattle area. It's still literally just hours ago. It's a couple of days ago. And Officer Dan Rocha, who was a veteran of the Everett Police Department, was shot by a 50-year-old career criminal. And isn't it always thus? Richard James Rotter. And after Richard James Rotter shot him, he ran Rocha over with a car that he had seized trying to escape the scene before he was arrested. And by the way, they're not clear yet on whether the running over his body after he had been shot was intentional or not. Rotter has a very lengthy criminal history, including at least 18 felonies. The National Fraternal Order of Police said that there have been 101 police officers shot in the line of duty this year. 17 of them fatally, dying. The Fraternal Order of Police said that's a 43% increase compared to the number of officers shot in the same time period in 2021. Is this because of our so-called recovery from COVID-19, the fact that places are less locked down, that you have such a great increase in shooting of police officers? Look, we still haven't repaired the damage to police work and to uniform personnel by all of the negative focus on the dangers that they represented rather than the dangers they face. And Washington State, by the way, is one of the five states with the highest number of officers killed so far this year. Isn't that astonishing? State of 9 million people. Memorial service for fallen officer for Everett Police Department, Dan Rocha. A fellow officer spoke movingly about the fallen cop. Listen, clip 9.
The best thing that we can do to honor Dan is to live life to the fullest the same way Dan did. Dan was a son, a husband, a father, a friend, and a brother. He was my brother. We will never forget you. Rest easy, Danny.
have the watch.
We have the watch, he was saying. And then during the memorial service for Officer Rocha, a friend talked about the sacrifice it takes to serve as a police officer.
As a parent, my first reaction when I heard about Dan was that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Upon further reflection, I knew that Dan would say he was in the perfect place at the perfect time to do what he does, serve and protect, and make a better world for his kids. My heart is crushed, but I'm a proud dad.
It's extraordinary. Make a world, a better world for his kids. How do you do that? Well, one way to do that is to make sure that you do not have a ambulatory piece of human excrement walking around after committing and having convictions for at least 18 felonies. Okay, we once had in this state a policy called three strikes, you're out. How do you get out of jail if you have 18 felonies? What are the chances? What are the odds that someone with that kind of record, or the kind of record that the killer has in Sacramento who was apprehended yesterday, what kind of odds are there that you will reoffend? I mean, the fact is, if you look at the numbers, it's huge. And this is one of those things, plus this general distrust in America and the hostility and the inability to build the kind of relationship that police officers often have with one another, which you saw displayed by those very moving tributes to Officer Rocha. Yes, he was in the right place, taking care of business, protecting people. This road rage story, which I mentioned, road rage incidents reached a brand new high this past year, 2021. According to data from a gun safety group, it's called Every Town for Gun Safety, and they did this report yesterday that indicated that 2021 was the worst year on record ever for road rage. And it's not a joke. It's just not somebody being nasty and honking his horn too much. It's people killing each other. More than 500 people were shot in incidents of road rage. Just people with strangers. They have some example of driving they don't like. There are 500 people who were shot, wounded, or killed in more than 700 road rage incidents. Specifically, 728 road rage incidents in 2021 involved a gun, up from 610 incidents in 2016. And that idea is not a healthy sign for the United States of America. We shouldn't take it as an item of entertainment or diversion, but there is an entertaining diversion that does have some guns in it. It's a murder mystery. Now streaming everywhere, just released. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Kenneth Branagh is back as Agatha Christie's master detective, Hercule Poirot, trying to figure out what happened to wealthy heiress Gal Gadot during a glamorous group vacation to Egypt in Death on the Nile. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
The murderer is one of you.
I don't feel safe here.
I will deliver your killer.
But as in any other Agatha Christie novel, there are so many potential killers in this large, distinguished cast that it takes a while to narrow down all of these elegant and eccentric people into the most plausible suspect. As in his previous Hercule Poirot film, Murder on the Orient Express, Branagh's director and star recreates a visually stunning view of 1930s glamour and indulgence, though the twisty plot is preposterous, of course, and takes intense concentration to follow. Rated PG-13 for some disturbing violence, 3 stars for Death on the Nile. And the film, I think, could be very enjoyable for some people who like Agatha Christie, and there are many people who love Agatha Christie and who respect Kenneth Branagh, who, by the way, won a surprise Oscar. He actually won for Best Screenplay, Original Screenplay, for his film Belfast, which actually I thought was one of the best films of last year. Coming up next time on the Medved Show, we have a special broadcast, and it is a special broadcast bringing background on one of the continuing mysteries in our world. Why is it that after so many years of existence, I mean, Israel was, modern Israel was founded in 1948. Why is it still a controversy? Why do people still talk about Israel's right to exist? If you have existed for all those 72 years, so far, there ought to be some kind of acceptance of Israel as a reality in the world. So why not? Why they fight is a background, and fairly deep background, and that's the name of our special broadcast, on the history of the Middle East conflict. And the role of the United States, which is generally not always recognized, because it's not a simple role of the United States always backed Israel. Not so simple by any means. That a special broadcast tomorrow. I am going to be traveling, speaking at broadcasting from Grove City College in Pennsylvania the day after tomorrow, and look forward to joining you then and in days to come for better days, let us hope, for everyone in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.